Good evening. We usually talk about the parsha. Parsha Shum is a hard parsha to fish out a lot of halacha lemaisa we've done in the past. But I'm going to talk about Yanan de Yuma. I'm going to speak about Adar. We just had Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Adar HaRishon, and we're going to have Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni in a month from now. So I want to talk about a Rosh Chodesh Adar Eshanim Uberes leap year question. That is a fascinating question. It's probably a riddle that we've all heard before in some form. There's actually a source to the riddle, which makes it even more interesting. And we'll talk about the halachic implications of that riddle dealing with a leap year. Just a bit of background to the author and the Sefer we're going to discuss. This is the Sefer HaAgra. The Sefer HaAgra is a classic book of one of the Rishonim. It's quoted quite often in Halach. I'm sure we've quoted it before in different contexts. It was written by Rav Yaakov Baruch Landau. He was born in Germany about 600 years ago. His father, Rav Yehuda, was a Talmud of the Ma'aril. And Rav Yaakov Baruch moved to Italy to learn after he grew up. And we don't know when he was born exactly. We're not exactly even sure about the year of his death. Somewhere around 1490. And the Sefer HaAgra, he accumulates. To Aleph Gimel Reish Agar means to accumulate different piske halachos, different shitas in halacha, and most of it is Menag Ashkenaz, along with things that he heard from his father in the name of his father's Rebbe, the Maharil. There are about 1,400 simanim sections in the Agur, dealing with Orachayim topics, Yoridea topics. The Beis Yosef often cites the Agur. That's one of the reasons why the Agur is somewhat well known, is because the Beis Yosef cites it not infrequently, as does the Ramah. And the Agur writes, the reason he did is Shalotish Takeach Torah Mi Yisrael L'Rob Sfeikos Fideos Chalukos Ushmos Kashos Mischadros Chadash Levkarim. That he did it because he wanted to make sure that halacha wasn't forgotten, a place would be collected and gathered together to all the different piske halachas and opinions on Torah and halacha, and that's what was the purpose of this book. It was printed soon after the invention of the printing press, and therefore it is the first printing of the Sefer HaAgra is considered incunabula, which is very rare early printed works in the printing press, and it is very expensive if you do have a copy of the original Sefer HaAgra. This was the first Sefer, this is also good, interesting fact. The Sefer HaAgra was the first Sefer ever printed in the lifetime of the author. The first Jewish Sefer ever printed in the lifetime of the author itself. We know the first Sefer, Jewish Sefer printed was Rashi, but Rashi had been dead for a few hundred years. Until that point, only Tanakh was printed. Even entire Shas wasn't printed yet in that time period. And before the Sefer HaAgra, there was only really the Mishnah Torah and the Tur that were printed, but again, they had been long gone as well. The Beis Yosef in his Akdama writes that there was a need for uniformity, and that's why he wrote his own work on halacha, and he happens to critique, the only Sefer that he critiques in his introduction and not doing a good enough job is the Sefer HaAgra as a book that was lacking. But whatever, it nevertheless has become a classic Sefer of halacha. It's also the first Sefer to be printed with haskamos, with approbations. Eventually, the haskamos were dropped because the author became more famous than the writers of the haskamos. I don't really think we print the Sefer HaAgra anymore with the approbations. So, Rav Yaakov Baruch Landau, the Rishon, the author of the Sefer HaAgra, has a book as an addition to the HaAgra called the Sefer HaChazon, which are riddles. I think it's about 52 different riddles. Let's read together the riddle. I'm sure that you have heard this riddle before in different contexts, but this is really the original source of the riddle. He says, Na'arim shnayim echa nolad yom echad lefnei chavero. Two boys, one was born the day before the other. V'hanolad acharav yagia l'chiyav mitzvah shu yudgimel shanim v'yom echad. The boy who was born later becomes bar mitzvah first. Kodim shiagia harisha nolad lefanav k'mo Chodesh Amim, and he becomes bar mitzvah before the older boy. How is it possible, he says, to have two boys, one older, one younger, and the younger boy becomes bar mitzvah before the older boy? Since we are in Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, I'm sure we can intuit the answer. He says, Hapisron, the answer is, Echanol b'chavtes Adar ha-Rishon b'shana me'uberes. The first boy was born on the 29th of Adar of Adar Rishon in a leap year. V'hasheni, the second boy, was nolad ba'adar sheni, Echad Bo, on the first day of Adar Sheni, the second month. The Shani Yud Gimel Einu Mubaris, and the year they turned Bar Mitzvah is not a leap year. Vim Kain, Oso Shenolad Bechavtes Adar Rishon, the one who was born on the 29th of the first Adar, Sarach Lahamten Adchavtes Yabim Lachodesh Adar Sheni Tegu B'Shnas Gimel. He has to wait until the 29th of the month of Adar of a regular year. Oso Shenolad Achre Berishon, and the one who was born on the first of Adar Sheni, and he will be now bar mitzvah on the first day of the regular Adar in the non-leap year. Because he will have finished 13 years of age. And therefore, says they say for Agar, this is the answer to the riddle. How is it possible the older boy will become bar mitzvah after the younger boy? Because the one boy was born on the 29th Adar Rishon of a leap year, the other was born on the first of Adar Sheni of that leap year. In the year of their bar mitzvah, it was a regular year, there was only 1 month of Adar, and therefore the one born second on the first of Adar will have his bar mitzvah, and when he turns 13, before the one born on the 29th of Adar, when he will turn 13 at the end of that month. Now, this is very fascinating and a very, I don't want to say cute and demeaned, but a very interesting halachic riddle, which we could probably all intuit. But it happens to be cited lahalacha by the Beis Yosef in Orachaim Siman Nunhei. He supports this with a proof from a Gemara in Erechin, and he brings all this lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch Nunhei Yud. So not only is it a riddle, but it's a practical riddle that is cited in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the. I think I forgot to give you the words of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Im nar echa nolu b'chavtes la'adar rishon mishanem u'beres, v'nar echa nolu b'adar sheni b'echad bo, v'shnas yugimel enem u'beres, osu shenol b'chavtes la'adar harishon, tzarech lahamten ad chavtes adar b'shnas yugimel. He has to wait until the 29th of the regular month of Adar in his bar mitzvah year. The one born on the first of Adar sheni will now be bar mitzvah first, and that's how the halacha comes out. Okay, so this is the riddle of the Sefer Agur. We're not here tonight just to tell riddles and cute Torah ideas. The point here is that it has halachic implication. Now, there is a debate whether he is the first person to say this. The Rav Yehuda Mintz, the Mari Mintz, lived at the same time as the Sefer Agur. He was the rabbi in Padua or Padova, depending on pronunciation, and he established the yeshiva and many talmidim in Padua. He answered questions from all over the world, lived to a very old age, perhaps 100 years old, the Mari Mintz lived. Rav Yaakov Yaivitz in his Sefer Chastei Hashem says that he was with the Mari Mintz when he recited his fourth Birchas Hachama. Okay? We know the Birchas Hachama is every 28 years. And he says the Mari Mintz said Birchas Hachama 4 times in his life. Most of his writings were lost in a fire. All that we have left of the Mari Mintz are 16 shuvos. In the Chuvas Mari Mintz Siman Tes, he was asked when a bar mitzvah boy celebrates his bar mitzvah if he's born in a regular Adar, the 13th year of Shana Mubaris, and he replies that the bar mitzvah takes place in Adar Hasheni, and this is cited by the Rama as well. So the Bir Hagra notes that the Shulchan Aruch agrees with this as well. The Mari Mintz then goes on to discuss other issues, and he also says that he heard our riddle from the grandfather of the person who asked him the question. So apparently this riddle was making the rounds in the 1400s regarding how do you have the older boy have his bar mitzvah second and not first. In the above case, when the younger brother is bar mitzvah before the older person, or the older brother, the younger person is bar mitzvah before the older person, so the Mari Mintz says that the older person is still the bechor, because he was petzer rechem. He was the first one to come out of the mother if it was twins. Right? Let's say the mother was in labor over an extended period of time for some time. There was a big break between the first twin and the second twin, and it went from the last day of Rosh Chodesh, from the last day of the first Adar into the first day of the second Adar. The first brother is still a petzer rechem, is still the oldest one regarding the bechor in halacha. Another issue raised is regarding Yibum and Chalitza. When two brothers, one born on the 29th day of the first Adar, and the next one is born on the first day of the second Adar. So the halacha, the Gemara in Ksuvah says that the older brother goes first for Yibim and Chalitza. So who's older for this mitzvah? The one born first, or the one who became chayiv in mitzvos first? When the Torah says the older one goes first, does that mean the one who mathematically, calendarically was born first is the older brother? Or does older in halacha mean the first one to reach the age of mitzvos? That's a good question. So the Mahari Chagiz, in his Halachos Ketanos Chelek Beisim and Kufay and Dalad, argues that we should follow the one who's older in mitzvos. Okay, look at that. You can be not biologically older than somebody else, but you can be halachically older because you became bar bas mitzvah first. The Torah says, V'rav yavod tzair, that the older one will serve the younger one. Sometimes we see, he says, that the older one cannot necessarily be the most important one. The Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Dalet says, mitzvah begadol liyabim, the gadol, the older one, so to speak, is the one who does the mitzvah of Yibam before the younger one. In this case, the younger biological brother became a gadol. He became a bar mitzvah first. The same would apply with kibud ach, he says, honoring the mitzvah to honor an older brother. The older brother should honor the younger brother who became bar mitzvah first. That sounds like a terrible place to have a sibling rivalry in this case, but that's what he says. The older in halacha means the one who becomes bar mitzvah first. And therefore, since our riddle over here, the younger brother is going to have his bar mitzvah on the first day of the month, and the older brother is going to have his bar mitzvah on the last day of the month, therefore he's older in halacha. Rav Yaakov Reischer in the Tshuva Shvas Yaakov in Chelek Aleph does not agree with this chiddush. He says, no. He's talking about a man who married two women. Okay, this is in a Sephardic country before that did not accept the Cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom. It was a man who had two wives. One wife gave birth to a son in the middle of Adar Rishon, in the middle of the month we're in right now. And the other wife gave birth to a son in the beginning of Adar Sheni, in the beginning of next month. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the name of the Agar, that the one who's born in the beginning of the month becomes bar mitzvah first in a regular Adar. But what's the halacha, he says, regarding Yibum, where the mitzvah goes to the gadol? Do we follow the birth order, or do we follow the one who's chayv and mitzvahs first? So Rav Yaakov Reischer distinguishes between a bar mitzvah and Yibum. He says, regarding bar mitzvah, we need complete years. We need to make sure you reach 13 complete years. But for Yibum, we're interested in the timing of who is biologically older. And he concludes about this riddle, Ve'ein lecha bo el chidusho, v'havu delo Yosef ala. He says, the Agur has a riddle about bar mitzvahs. Let's not turn that into a whole shtickle Torah and make up all types of new halachos based on a riddle about bar mitzvahs. Any other area in halacha besides bar mitzvahs, I only care about who is biologically older, not who became bar mitzvah first. Rav Yaakov Reischer then cites the Halachos Ketanos, who says that it should follow the one who's older in mitzvos. He says this cannot be the case, because then it's going to switch depending on the year. If it's a leap year, then the one born first is going to be the gadol, and in a regular year, the younger one's going to go first. There's no, how do you do this? Every year, the whole world's going to be hefker. Every year, this one, you know, in Tavshin Pei Beis, this one's going to be older. And Tavshin Pei Gimel, this one's going to be older. And Tavshin Pei Dal, the next one's going to be older. It can't be this way. Rav Yaakov Ettlinger in the Tshuvas Binyan Siman Simen Kuf Nun deals with our question. He didn't see the Shvas Yaakov, but he does write the exact same thing. Okay. Now, the Lavush says that the above situation, the 13th year is a Shana Mubarsh. The 13th year is a leap year also as well, right? Let's say we have boys born Tavshin Pei Beis, one born in the first Adar, another born in the second Adar. Let's say 13 years from now, it's also a leap year, okay? So what's the halacha about bar mitzvahs over there? So the Levush says, then the firstborn son is bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon, and the secondborn son will be bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni. You simply replay the same year they were born. And this is what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham writes, Mashma deim shnas yud gimel uberes. If the year they turn bar mitzvah is also a leap year, also shenolad v'adar rishon nasa ben yud gimel v'adar rishon, then the one who is born on the 29th of the first Adar will become bar mitzvah on the 29th of the first Adar, and the second one will become bar mitzvah on the first of the second Adar. And that's what the Levush, he quotes the Levush in Siman Tav Reish Pei Hei. The Magen Avraham then asks a question. He says, "Vitzarachian, Tahami shenolad b'shana pshuta eno nasa bar mitzvah ad adar sheni. Says the Magen Avraham, wait. It can't be. What's the halacha? A boy who's born this year, when does he become bar mitzvah a boy who's born in a regular year, a boy who's born 13 years ago, and this month he's becoming bar mitzvah, or this time period he's becoming bar mitzvah. When is his bar mitzvah? Do you have bar mitzvahs in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni? So the halacha is that you have bar mitzvahs in Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni, the second Adar, is the real Adar. The first Adar is just a pregame before the real Adar, which is the second one, right? That's why it's very rare, almost never, we will have a bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon. The next month, most shul should not have any bar mitzvahs. There's no reason to, because you're only becoming a bar mitzvah in the second month. So says the Magen Avraham, if that's the case, that a person who's born in a regular year becomes bar mitzvah in the second Adar, he says, V'im kein gam ze af al pish tenol b'shana ibor mikal makam ishtakeid haisa shana pshuta v'nasa ben yudbeiz ba'adar stam. He should be considered bar mitzvah in the second month as well. B'malo lo yudgimel ad shnas adar sheni. That year happens to not be a leap year. Okay, tough that you weren't born in a leap year. So what's the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham is saying that if you were born in a leap year and now, sorry, if you were born in a regular year and it's a leap year this year, your bar mitzvah would not be until the second month, which is the real Adar. So too, if you were born in a leap year, Adar Aleph, then your bar mitzvah should not be until Adar Sheni. Because no matter what, no bar mitzvahs in Adar Aleph, says the Magen Avraham, ever. There's only bar mitzvahs in Adar Sheni. Yeah.
The sound has kind of disappeared for a bunch of us.
There's no sound?
Nothing worse.
Can anybody else confirm that?
15 seconds or so.
Okay. So I'll go back. Should I say that again?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, no. So again, to say again, according to the Magen Avraham, there should never ever be a bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon. It's impossible, he says, there should ever be a bar mitzvah in an Adar Rishon. All bar mitzvahs are in the second month of the year. The second month of leap year. That's the rule, no matter what. And therefore, he says, even if the year you were born was a leap year, and now the year you become bar mitzvah is a leap year, the bar mitzvah, even if you were born in the first Adar of that leap year, your bar mitzvah will be in the second Adar. That's the ruling of the Magen Avraham against the Levush. Comes everybody, and they argue on the Magen Avraham, and they pile against the Magen Avraham, and they say, no. Everybody believes that if you were born in a shana pshuta, a regular year, then well, let's see. Let's read inside. The Be'er Heitev says as follows: Below ayin b'makor hadin, he says the Magen Avraham did not look carefully in the law. Dagas Rama who b'tshuvas ma'arimins. The Rama is based on a tshuva of the ma'arimins. To kasav b'pshitas to v'pasak to afim nolad b'shana mubaris. If you were born in a leap year, but Adar Rishon, v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shana pshuta, and you become, your bar mitzvah will be in a shana pshuta, regular year, who nasa bar mitzvah achar misha nolad b'adar sheni. You will become bar mitzvah after somebody who was born in Adar Sheni. V'chein misha nolad b'adar b'shana pshuta. If you were born in a regular year, v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnas ibra, and your bar mitzvah is in a leap year like this year, Eino nasa bar mitzvah ad adar sheni. You will only become bar mitzvah in the second month. Mikal makam kasav bezeh lashon. He says v'nir li pashut mi shenolad b'shnas ibur adar rishon. If you were born in a leap year in the first adar, v'achar nolad b'adar sheni, and the other person was born in the second adar, uv'shnas yud gimel, and 13 years later, it's also gamkin ibur. It's a leap year. As vadai hainu omrim hanolad barishon. So then, the one who was born in The first Adar, the bar mitzvah b'Adar Rishon, his bar mitzvah will be in the second, be in the first Adar. V'hasheni b'Adar Sheni, the one who is born in the second Adar, his bar mitzvah will be in the second Adar. Hayabedide v'hayabedide, each one stays in their lane. Shuvah Shvus Yaakov says the same thing, and this is the minag pashut eitzel kol bali hora. All of the poskim say the same thing as well. Look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Mem Gimel. Avlim b'shnas yud gimel hayagam kin ibur. If you were born in a leap year, then and your bar mitzvah is in a leap year, as bevade hanu omrim hanol rishon yav bar mitzvah adar rishon v'asheni ba'adar sheni. Then your bar mitzvah is going to be, if you were born in a leap year in adar rishon, then your bar mitzvah will be in the leap year in adar rishon. And if you were born in a leap year in the second Adar, then your bar mitzvah will be in the leap year in that second Adar. And that is the halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah and most poskim. Now, that is pretty straightforward, and that's what all the poskim say against the Magen Avraham, and that's what we paskin. How often does that come up? I'm not sure, but how often does it come out that there'll be a leap year 13 years after, one after another? I don't know what the percentages are. We'll talk about a different percentage in a second. But that would be the halacha going forward. Now, the last question we want to talk about is the following. What is the status of a child born in a Shana Mu'uberes, who's going to be born this year, on the 30th day of Adar Rishon? Okay? He's born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, which is also the first day of Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar. But during the year of his bar mitzvah, it's not a leap year. So then when does he become bar mitzvah? We hear the issue here? Essentially, in the year that he becomes bar mitzvah, the day he becomes chayv mitzvah is the 30th day of Adar. But that year, there's no Adar Aleph. And Adar in a non-leap year is always how many days? Always 29 days. So essentially, his birthday disappears. His birthday is supposed to be on the 30th day of Adar. And then when his bar mitzvah year comes along, there's no 30th day of Adar. It disappeared. It doesn't exist. So what does this person do? He doesn't have a birth month or a birth day. His birth month is gone because Adar Aleph is done after the 29th day. And his birth day is gone because there's no 30th day anymore since the second month began. Now, it's interesting that the Agur only discusses the one born on the 29th of Adar, not the 30th. So he kind of leaves us hanging for a bit. Who discusses this? Rabbi Yechiel Zilber discusses this at length in his Svarim Birur Halacha. Now, before we get to birthdays in a second, we should note that the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Kuf Samaches talks about this exact case for Yurtzeits. Let's say a person who is Nifter passed away on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and now, the next year, there's no 30th day of Adar Rishon anymore. So when do you observe the Yurtzeit? The Mishnah Berurah says that the rules governing a Yurtzeit are not the same as Bar Mitzvah, because a Yurtzeit is the day of the death, and a Bar Mitzvah needs 13 years from the day of the birth. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the Yurtzeit would be on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which would be the 30th day of Shvat that year. So nevertheless, says Rav Yechiel Zilber, it's actually simply not a feasible thing. And it's not a normal thing. He says, look at the math. According to our calendar, with a 19-year cycle, there are 7 leap years in a 19-year cycle that we have for our calendar. Out of the 7 leap years, there are 4 when the person born that year will have a bar mitzvah in a leap year. In 3 of the total of the 19 years, it's possible that someone born on Aleph Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar will have a bar mitzvah in a non-leap year. What he means is, essentially, is that it's a 1 out of 1,735 days chance, or a 0.000576 chance that this is going to happen. And a bar mitzvah is essentially a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's not a yurt that happens every year. So says Rav Yechiel Zilber, the question's a bit far-fetched because it's highly unlikely that it's ever going to happen that the 30th day of Adar Aleph, when a leap year, is going to come out in a time where it's not going to exist when the boy becomes bar mitzvah. So he suggests 3 possibilities of what to do when the boy who was born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon comes bar mitzvah and his birthday does not exist. He says that either the bar mitzvah is on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is the 30th day of Shvat. He was born Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, which is the main Adar, and therefore when Rosh Chodesh Adar arrives, he becomes bar mitzvah. That's number one. He then suggests maybe he becomes bar mitzvah on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Aleph Adar, because his birthday doesn't exist this year. We follow the day in which he arrived into the world. In the year he was born into the world, it was the first day of Adar Sheni. Therefore, this is the day he becomes bar mitzvah. The third sheet is he's bar mitzvah on Aleph Nisan. They push everything off a month. He was born on 30th of Adar, which is the end of Adar, and therefore, because there's no Lamed Adar, he moves to the next day, which is Aleph Nisan. Okay? So these are an overview of these issues that all are based on the famous riddle of the Sefer HaAgur and all the implications that come with the calendar. So hopefully a greater appreciation for the complexities and the difficulties that come with a leap year and the calendar and the math that's all involved. And we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.